Luke chapter 14. And it came to pass, as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him. And look, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. And Jesus answering spake unto the lawyers and the Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace. And they took him and healed him, and let him go. And answered them, saying, Which of you shall have a donkey or an ox fallen into a pit, and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him again to these things. And he put forth a parable to those who were invited, when he marked out how they chose out the chief places, saying unto them, When you are invited of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest place, lest a more honorable man than you be invited of him. And he that invited you, and him come and say to thee, Give this man place. And you begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place. And when he that invited you comes, he may say to you, Friend, go up higher. Then shall you have worship in the presence of them that sit at meal with you. For whosoever exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Then said he also to him that invited him, When you make a dinner or a supper, call not your friends, nor your brothers, neither your kinsmen, nor your rich neighbors, lest they also invite you again, and a recompense be made you. But when you make a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you shall be blessed, for they cannot repay you, for you shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just. And when one of them that sat at meal with him heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. And said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper, and invited many. And he sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were invited, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground. I must needs go and see it. I pray you have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray you have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as you have commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were invited shall taste of my supper. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come unto me, and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sits not down first and counts the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he has laid the foundation, is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sits not down first and consults whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends an ambassador and desires conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsakes not all that he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, wherewith shall it be salty? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill. But men cast it out. He that has ears to hear, let him hear.